In the acknowledgments, you cite the journals that have published parts of what became the book. One of the journals is An Experiment in Permaculture Poetry, which I love. It sounds like a genre that I practice. I don't know. Do you consider yourself a permaculture poet, and how would you describe that?
So that's so great that you picked up on that. You clearly read this sucker from cover to cover. That's amazing. So just a little shout out to Eric McGrain out of the University of Tucson. He's finishing his PhD in geography, just published with the University of Arizona. Really worthwhile poet. You should maybe get in touch with him. Just published The Sonoran Desert, a literary field guide. And he's a poet, and I think a poet doing extremely interesting applied poetics into landscape. So he's done reflective word structures imprinted on the desert. He's gone into the desert with large mirrors and shadows and actually projected poetry onto the ground. He and his partner, an incredible poet herself, Wendy Burke, who works with the Poetry Center at the University of Arizona in Tucson, they've undertaken incredible field work where they actually dialogue with trees, with animals, with birds. ACME, which is a critical open source journal of radical geography that I'm an editor with, has the pleasure of, in an upcoming issue, publishing some work by Eric where they actually have sound accompanying poetry that is sort of gesturing toward migration and bird movement. So he's actually woven musical scores into the word narratives. So I think the experimental permaculture composting poetic site Spiral Orb that Eric runs is this really interesting online experimental kind of possibility opened, I think. Really, I mean, I don't want to suggest that experimental poetry in multiple forms and sounds and registers and media hasn't been around for a very long time, but I think it's really, in some ways, it's just blossoming and expanding given the opportunities of the internet, given the opportunities that, gosh, are available for you and I to be talking at different points in Cascadia and videotaping ourselves. I think that those kinds of things should be things that poets are thinking about. I was just at this incredible poetry retreat in Miami, the home school. Maggie Nilsson was there, this really incredible American poet. And I'll confess, Paul, I was an old woman there. There were all of these like amazing folks in their 20s who were producing poetry through their tweets, through their emoji cons. I don't even know what that word is, but the poetry itself was actually, sort of tweet-based dialogues to kind of interrogate the sort of cultural space in which they were existing. They were projecting words accompanied by music and sound. I think poetry is this remarkable, flexible, and yet sort of dialed in cultural mode of expression. And I think that that's part of its beauty. I mean, I'm a pretty straight up gal on the page sort of a poet, notwithstanding my desire to experiment with line and sound and the way poetry is mapped on the page and the interaction at the scale of the letter. I still like to publish my things in a book format. You know, I love this thing. My partner made the dust jacket for it, and I like books as objects. But things like Spiral Orb, things like the increased, I think, movement towards sound poetry. I attended an incredible panel years ago in London of really radical racialized poets, so poets of color in the UK, who observed that the page is a pretty white space, and it remains an incredibly curtailed domain of mostly white poets, and that there's this hierarchy that sort of sublimates, racialized voice. And by voice, I mean particularly spoken word, that somehow, this is understood as more authentic poetry than spoken word. And isn't that interesting, given that spoken word happens to be the domain of often racialized, often economically marginalized, often, radically queer feminist voices? And I think the internet and things like Spiral Orb and things like tweeting with emojicons as you know, a new form of poetics, I think all of those things are rightfully announcing themselves as poetic cultural product. And, you know, that's not going to really shift my passion for putting things on the page and kind of remaining a bit of an old school white girl. But I'm fascinated by these new spaces and what they avail us of. And the voices that I hope are going to be the voices that, you know, push forward agendas of Black Lives Matter, of Indigenous rights, of feminism, and, you know, of the multiple things that politically I've always believed in, despite my rather old school confining of myself to the white page.